Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Take Control of Your Life, How to Silence Fear and Win the Mental Game by Mel Robbins is a practical mindset guide built around the idea that lasting change comes from managing the moment you feel hesitation. Known for her direct, action-oriented approach, Robbins focuses on how fear, self-doubt, and overthinking silently shape daily choices, from small habits to big life decisions. The book frames confidence not as a personality trait, but as a skill you build through repeated, intentional action. It highlights how to recognize the mental patterns that keep you stuck and how to interrupt them with simple tools you can use immediately. Rather than leaning on abstract inspiration, the message centers on personal responsibility, emotional self-management, and the power of taking the next right step even when you do not feel ready. Readers can expect an emphasis on building momentum, creating healthier defaults, and strengthening resilience so progress becomes repeatable, not occasional. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, breaking the fear loop and acting before you overthink. A central theme is that fear often shows up as a delay, not a dramatic crisis. You hesitate, analyze, seek reassurance, and wait for the perfect time, which quietly reinforces the belief that you cannot handle the outcome. Robbins' approach emphasizes shortening the gap between impulse and action, so fear does not get time to recruit excuses. The mental game is framed as winning the first seconds after you know what you should do, because those seconds determine whether you move forward or retreat into comfort. The book encourages treating action as a decision you can execute regardless of mood, and it positions courage as a behavior, not a feeling. This topic also covers how avoidance becomes self-identity over time, making you see yourself as someone who quits, procrastinates, or plays small. By practicing immediate, concrete steps, you begin to collect evidence that you can follow through. That evidence reduces fear more reliably than thinking does. The practical takeaway is to create a repeatable trigger that moves you from thought to motion, especially in moments of discomfort, such as making a difficult call, starting a workout, or speaking up in a meeting. Secondly, owning your choices and ending the blame habit. The book strongly reinforces the idea that control begins where excuses end. Life circumstances, other people, and past experiences matter, but they cannot be the primary reason you stay stuck if you want change. This topic focuses on shifting from a passive stance, where you wait for motivation, permission, or external conditions, to an active stance, where you decide what you will do next. Robbins highlights how blame can be subtle, showing up as stories like my schedule is too busy, my partner does not support me, or I am not the kind of person who can do that. These narratives protect you from short-term discomfort, but cost you long-term freedom. Taking responsibility does not mean harsh self-judgment. Instead, it means accepting that you are the one with the power to choose actions, boundaries, and habits. The reader is guided toward identifying where they give away agency, then reclaiming it through specific commitments. That might include deciding what standards you will live by, what you will tolerate, and what you will stop doing. As responsibility increases, so does self-trust, because you start keeping promises to yourself. Thirdly, training the mind like an athlete and building mental toughness, winning the mental game is presented as a form of training. Just as physical strength grows through repeated resistance, mental resilience grows through deliberate practice with discomfort. This topic explores how thoughts and emotions can be acknowledged without being obeyed. Fear, doubt, and anxiety may appear automatically, but you can decide how to respond. Robbins encourages readers to treat inner chatter as background noise, not a command, and to develop routines that make the desired behavior easier to execute. Mental toughness is described less as grit for heroic moments and more as consistency in ordinary moments, choosing the beneficial action when it is inconvenient. The book also emphasizes recovery, because resilience requires both effort and renewal. This includes managing sleep, stress, and self-talk so your nervous system is not constantly overloaded. Another angle is reframing setbacks as data rather than verdicts. When you slip, you analyze what triggered it, adjust the environment or plan, and return to action quickly. Over time, this builds a sense of stability. You may still feel fear, but you no longer treat it as a stop sign. Fourthly, creating momentum through small wins and daily structure, a practical focus of the book is momentum. Big life changes usually fail when they depend on rare bursts of motivation. Instead, Robbins advocates for building a system of small, repeatable actions that generate progress and reinforce identity. This topic explains how small wins work as proof. Each time you follow through on a simple commitment, like getting up when the alarm rings, taking a short walk, or starting a task you have been avoiding, you strengthen the belief that you are capable. That belief then makes larger actions easier. The book also supports designing your day so decisions are less exhausting. When routines are clear, you conserve willpower for the moments that truly need it. Readers are encouraged to identify friction points, such as scrolling in the morning, cluttered workspaces, or unclear priorities, and replace them with defaults that support the life they want. This might mean setting a morning sequence, choosing one key task before checking messages, or planning when and where you will do high-value habits. Momentum is treated as a compound effect. Modest steps, repeated, can outperform dramatic plans that never get executed. Lastly, confidence, self-trust, and the skill of showing up. Confidence is positioned as an outcome of action, not a prerequisite. Many people wait to feel ready, certain, or fearless before they start, but the book argues that readiness is built by doing. This topic focuses on self-trust, the internal relationship that forms when you repeatedly honor your commitments. When you break promises to yourself, you do not just lose time. You weaken your belief that you can rely on you. Robbins encourages restoring that trust through realistic commitments and immediate follow-through. The emphasis is on showing up, even imperfectly, because consistency creates credibility. Another element is separating performance from identity. A mistake does not mean you are a failure. It means you are learning. The book pushes readers to replace harsh self-judgment with a more functional mindset. What is the next step, and will I take it now? This approach reduces the emotional drama that fuels procrastination. Over time, the reader builds a stable sense of confidence rooted in behavior. You may still feel nervous before a presentation or uncertain about a new habit, but you have evidence that you can act anyway, and that evidence becomes your new foundation. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel stuck in cycles of procrastination, self-doubt, or fear-based decision-making, including professionals who overthink, students who struggle with follow-through, and anyone navigating a transition such as a career shift, new health goals, or rebuilding confidence after setbacks. It can benefit your life because it treats mindset as a daily practice, not a vague concept. By focusing on immediate actions, personal responsibility, and repeatable routines, the book helps you reduce hesitation and build momentum where it matters most, in ordinary moments that shape your habits and identity. The value is practical. You learn to interrupt unhelpful mental patterns, take the next step despite discomfort, and rebuild self-trust through small commitments you actually keep. Compared to similar motivational titles that rely heavily on inspiration, this work stands out for its straightforward, tool-oriented emphasis on action and consistency. It is worth buying if you want a clear framework you can apply the same day, and if you prefer direct coaching over theory. The core message supports sustainable change by making progress a skill you practice, not a mood you wait for. If you would like to support Mel Robbins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.